What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about 10 gaslighting phrases or terms that narcissistic, toxic people, manipulative people will use on you to mess with your minds. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure you check out the self-love journal that's available on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal to help you rebuild their self-love and, you know, self-esteem, all the other good stuff after a toxic relationship dynamic. So if you don't know what gaslighting is, it's a form of psychological abuse, psychological manipulation that makes the person, the abused person, question their reality, their sanity, and, you know, their memory of certain events, time, and whatnot, y'all. It's really just mind games. You know, a lot of people call gaslighting crazy making.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I'm going to go over 10 phrases. There could be more. If you have heard any more gaslighting phrases, just let me know in the comment section. You mean? Let me know in the comment section. Shoot me an email. Hey, Lee, you missed this one. I am going to miss phrases, y'all. This is not all the phrases. This is just 10 that I saw, and I'm going to go into. I'm going to describe for you. Number one, stop being so insecure. Stop being insecure, y'all. Narcissistic people, toxic people will literally weaponize your insecurities against you. Are people insecure? Yes, but narcissistic people themselves, ourselves, are super insecure people. We might appear to be super confident and things like that, but internally, we are super insecure people. And that's just me being realistic with you. That's me being real with you. But narcissistic people, when they get to know you and they learn what makes you insecure, because maybe you've told them, maybe they've observed you, maybe they've just been analyzing you, they will weaponize your insecurities against you once you try to accuse them of something. Once they try to, you're accusing them of something or trying to hold them accountable, here, guess what? You're being too insecure. You're being so insecure. Maybe because you're overweight that you think this way. Maybe it's because you drank too much. You think this way. Maybe because you lost your mom, you lost your dad or whatever. Maybe you're super insecure about your looks, your hair. Maybe because you're going bald is the reason why you're trying to worry about me in this situation. The reason you're accusing me of this, blah, 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 boo, 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 bee, bee, bee. That's number one, y'all. You're so insecure. Number two, you're just being paranoid. Oof. We try to accuse a narcissistic person. You catch them up with something, they'll call you paranoid. They will play on your paranoia to make you see. You know, paranoia is just irrational fears. They'll make it seem like you're just being paranoid as hell. You're losing your mind. To how dare you accuse me of this? You're paranoid. You're losing your mind. What you see is not real. What you smell is not real. What you hear is not real. What you taste is not real. They have you questioning your senses, y'all. Paranoid. You're so paranoid. Got you. They got you. But again, y'all, a lot of these gaslighting phrases are going to be also a little bit of projection into them, because a lot of narcissists, like I said about it being insecure, a lot of us narcissistic people are also super paranoid. I know I am. I have a high level of paranoia within me. Number three, you're being too emotional. When you are reacting to something that they have done to you, or you are trying to hold them accountable. Again, accountability is going to be a consistent word in this video, y'all. When you try to hold them accountable, or you're reacting, you're having a genuine reaction to something that they have done to you, they will just say, hey, you're being too emotional. But yeah, you are a human being. You should be emotional. Human beings have emotions. Narcissists have emotions. We just don't like to express them in a healthy way, or we don't know how to express them in a healthy way. The main emotion you see narcissistic people expressing is probably going to be rage or anger or something along those lines. So they'll just weaponize your emotional capacity. They'll use it against you to make you feel like you're going crazy. They'll use it against you to make you question your reality or make you question what is actually going on. You know what I mean? You're being too emotional. Number four, stop taking everything so seriously. How dare you be serious about holding me accountable? How dare you be serious about living your life the way you want to live it? How dare you, take this seriously? And it could be a serious matter. It could be a very, very serious matter that a narcissistic person is trying to minimize. They'll make it seem like you can't take a joke. You see what I'm saying? You can't take a joke. They might say something horrible to you, but then they'll say, "Oh, I was just joking. I was just playing with you." You're taking everything so seriously. You're overreacting. There you go. You're taking everything too seriously. Stop taking everything so seriously. You can't take a joke. Rabble, rabble, rabble. You're no fun to be around. Rabble, rabble, rabble. Because you take everything too seriously. You know what I mean? Number five, I'm not the problem. You are. They will make it seem like you are the problematic person in here, even though it's them doing something problematic to you, doing something or have done something horrible to you, something malicious to you, something crazy to you, something bad to you. You mean something that violated your boundaries. They'll make it seem like you having boundaries is the problem and not them violating said boundaries. They'll make you feel like your boundaries are stupid. You see what I'm saying? I'm not the problem. You are. You are the problem because you don't know how to act. You are the problem because you do this, you do that. No, not me. Not my behaviors, not my actions. You are the problem, and how you took it is the problem. You see what I'm saying? You get a lot of narcissistic people that will just blame, deflect, and put it onto you. Put your reaction over their actual actions. Your reactions to my actions is the actual problem, not my actions. You know what I mean? There's a lot of narcissistic people would do right there, y'all. Number six, that wasn't my intention. Y'all know I have a new shirt out that says intent, impact over intent. It doesn't matter what their intentions is when the impact is devastating to you. I didn't intend to hurt you by cheating on you. Y'all, that's a lie. That's manipulation. That's making you question the authenticity. I didn't mean to hurt. I never meant to hurt you. You slept with my brother. You slept with my sister. You slept with my dad, my uncle, my cousin. I never meant to hurt you. You shot at me.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You tried to stab me. You never meant to hurt me. What are you talking about? You see what I'm saying? That wasn't my intent. My intention was to love you and be there for you, but I know I hurt you. Y'all, it doesn't matter what their intent is. A lot of times their intent is to hurt you. A lot of times their intent is just not to get caught, but their impact is hurting you. Impact over intent. Impact over intent. What was the impact? Focus, like, this is how you deal with this situation right here, this one. Focus on the impact, not the intention. I didn't mean to cheat on you and have a baby out of wedlock. I didn't mean to get pregnant by somebody else. I didn't mean to steal your car. I would just put the keys in the ignition. That wasn't my intent. Y'all, they're trying to make you question your reality right there. Even in that situation right there, that's insane. Number seven, it's just old faithful, y'all. Number seven, you are crazy or you need help. They'll make it seem like you are literally going crazy. It's crazy making. And a lot of times, especially when I'm doing my one-on-ones over Zoom, which I still do, mentalhealness.net, a lot of times they'll make it seem like you are going crazy when you are just having a general reaction to something they have done. Your reaction is valid. Your feelings are valid. Your emotions are valid in this situation, but they'll make you feel like you're going crazy because you might not have actual proof of what's going on. And even if you do have proof, it's screenshot. Oh, you did that. That's AI generated. You mean you use AI to make that picture right there. You use AI for this. You use AI for that. You see what I'm saying? They'll make you feel like you're going crazy. They'll have you question your reality. I thought you said you never went to McDonald's. I didn't go to McDonald's. Chick-fil-A ran out of bags, then they're giving out McDonald's bags. See? You going crazy. See? Old faithful right there, y'all. That's the most common one I probably is. You are crazy. You know what I mean? Number eight, you're misremembering things. You are remembering it wrong. Number eight is you are remembering it wrong. They make this right here is just straight up gaslighting. This isn't even beating around the bush. This is in the bush. This is in the brush. This is trying to get out the brush, trying to come through the brush and all the other good stuff. You are remembering it wrong. They just straight up questioning your memory now. And if you are a forgetful person, they got you. If you ever forgotten something before and they remember you forgetting something, they got you right here, y'all. They're gonna focus on something that you've forgotten in the past. Not right now, not in the present. They're going to focus on something that you have forgotten in the past, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, something like that. Not in this present moment, but they're going to use that to show proof that you are forgetful or that you are remembering, you have a history of remembering it wrong. They're going to use that and focus on it, y'all. Focus on the past. You're not remembering it wrong. This is exactly how it happened. This is what you're seeing is what actually happened. You know what I mean? Number 9, everyone agrees with me. This right here is one of the most bold-faced, toxic, narcissistic lies right here, y'all. Everyone else agrees with me. All my friends think you're crazy. My mom hates you. The pastor told me he's going to pray. The pastor said he's going to pray for you. Pastor Sheila said she was going to pray for you because you're crazy. She agreed with me. She know cheating ain't wrong. She know I put my hands on you because you deserved it. Everybody thinks you're crazy. Y'all, this is one of the most gaslighting statements because a lot of times narcissistic people aren't even if they are telling their friends about you, they're not telling them the truth. You see what I'm saying? They're giving the friends one side of the story and the side of the story that makes them look good. The side of the story that benefits them in some way, shape, or form. The side of the story that makes them feel good about themselves. You see what I'm saying? This happens quite a bit in these situations, y'all. This is one of those things that is going to keep happening in toxic relationship dynamics where they just make it seem like their friends and family are against you, even if they might not be. Sometimes the friends and family are against you, y'all. Sometimes the friends and family don't like you. But a lot of times they haven't told the friends and family. They're just using that phrase to make it seem like that you are the issue. Like my friends hate you. My family don't like you because of this, because of that. The family don't even know who you are sometimes. You know what I mean? But in the last statement, y'all, the coup de grace, gaslighting isn't real. If you question them about gaslighting them, if you, hey, stop gaslighting me, they'll make you seem like, y'all, they will absolutely use the term gaslighting isn't real on you. They'll make it seem like you're crazy and you made up the term gaslighting. It's like some psycho babble that you hear it on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube or something like that. Where did you get these terms from? Who are you watching? Turn off that Lee Hammack. He's crazy. Lee Hammack is not even real. He's not even a real narcissist. He's a fake narcissist. He's an AI generated narcissist. You see what I'm saying? They'll make it seem like I'm the problem or whoever you're watching is the problem. They'll make it seem like gaslighting is something victims made up or something that somebody made up to stay in victim mode, to blame somebody else for their own actions and their own consequences. Y'all, gaslighting is absolutely real. Don't let anybody convince you otherwise. You know what I mean? Because if they can convince you that gaslighting isn't real, they got you. Or that they're not gaslighting you. If they get you to question your reality and agree with them, they got you. Look, how to deal with gaslighting. There's another video coming up. I'm going to give you the short version right here. Don't argue the truth. If you have evidence, if you have proof, trust your intuition. You don't, like I said, if you have it and you have witnesses, trust it. Don't argue the truth, y'all. Because when you start arguing the truth, because all of these right here, most of these terms and these phrases come from them trying to get you to argue the truth, trying to get you to argue reality, trying to get you to argue validity. Don't argue the truth. Don't argue validity. Don't argue for your fact that you remain in this life, y'all. Being with y'all. Y'all, like I said, again, if you made it this far, leave a gas symbol or a flame in the comment section. I appreciate y'all. If y'all see me out here sweating, I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee right now for the next couple of days on a project. Like and subscribe for more. And always, y'all, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. I am truly eternally grateful for every single one of y'all that support the channel in any way, shape, or form. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so that we can reach more people, to help more people. The self-love brand is available. I'm strong. I love me. It's a self-love brand. The self-love journal is available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love and identity, you know, during the toxic relationship. Also, look into joining the channel memberships to get more behind the scenes perks and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you.